Iraqi weather forecast, cloudy with maybe some flurry activity today and a high near 36. Racine County Court Commissioner Alice Arutabush rejecting a lower bond request for 17-year-old Joshua Vallon Jr. He's accused of shooting two people outside of a Yount Street tavern January 10th. Vallon remains jailed on a $100,000 bond, two counts of attempted second-degree homicide. His preliminary hearing is set for next Tuesday. The victims, a 21-year-old man, a bullet wound to the leg, a 23-year-old man, he was shot in the chest, both survive. In Kenosha Circuit Court, 21-year-old Grace Reidlinger pleads not guilty to charges of posting online video of a partially clothed 93-year-old nursing home resident with Alzheimer's. The Pleasant Prairie woman going to be back in court in March. Criminal complaint says that as an employee of Parkside Manor at the time, she had reportedly had some difficulty getting the woman ready for bed, decided to video record it, then post it on Snapchat for her friends to see for 24 hours. Capturing an image of nudity without consent is a felony under Wisconsin statute. This is National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. Dr. Wilson Compton, Deputy Director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, says there's actually good news about teenagers, drugs, and alcohol.
Fewer teens are using cigarettes or alcohol, and even in the area of painkiller abuse, Oxycontin and Vicodin, we do see fewer teens beginning to take these substances up.
Dr. Compton adding more teens are using e-cigarettes, though, getting less concerned about the dangers of marijuana, which the federal government still regards as illegal. Drone operators and technology advocates here in Wisconsin not happy about a bill proposed by two GOP lawmakers to prohibit drones over Wisconsin prisons and to allow municipalities to establish no-fly zones. The correctional institution penalty could be a fine of up to $5,000, half that amount for municipalities setting up areas where drones cannot be flown. Number of speakers at a public hearing said the rules would clash with federal regulations, also could stifle economic growth from this new technology. There's a new video out from Public Health Madison and Dane County that could help urban residents across Wisconsin deal with coyotes. It features UW Extension wildlife specialist David Drake explaining how to haze or scare away these animals.
Use noisemakers like pennies in a soda can or a whistle.
Go! Shoot!
Throw sticks, rocks, or other objects in the direction of the coyote, but do not throw food. And do not throw any of these objects directly at the animal.
Coyotes, of course, much more prevalent in urban Wisconsin these days, a concern for a lot of pet owners. City of Milwaukee now working to try to prevent lead from getting into the drinking water, but Mayor Tom Barrett trying to make it clear the water supply is safe. The water mains are not made of lead, but some of the laterals that connect water to homes are constructed with the toxic metal. House Speaker Paul Ryan admitting there was a bit of a learning curve when he took over that job, but he says he feels pretty comfortable now after making some adjustments to his new role.
According to a news release from his office, the 1st District Congressman says he feels fairly settled in after reforming the job's duties in many ways. One of those ways was to make sure he could come home most weekends to be with his wife and children. Ryan says one of his first priorities as Speaker was to unite the party after some conservative House members objected to him. He says he believes he has done that and is moving the Republican Party forward. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The future of Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center, currently with 175 residents and a few hundred employees, now the charge of a newly formed task force, which has to consider a changing landscape, which includes higher operating costs, stagnant or lower reimbursements on Medicaid, potential options for 2017 and beyond, perhaps, including the sale of the operation or building an assisted living facility that would complement the strength of the county's nursing home. First meeting of that new task force led by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Human Services Director Hope Otto saying the state continues to emphasize a shift toward a more home-based care system.
And people are happier in a more home-based setting. So it's similar to what happened when you switched from the hybrid, that there's another option. Institutionalization is not the main thought. This is not happening in a vacuum in Racine County. This is a nationwide movement of trying to move into the least restrictive environments possible for patients, and it's a patient right thing too. So there, if there's an option to go into home-based care, that's what's happening.
Former County Executive Gene Jacobson, now chair in the town of Norway, said the pendulum is changing again, and I don't think the future looks very good.
It is time, and quickly, to make another decision as to what direction to go. So change is not new. You know, there's three interested parties here. One is the taxpayer, one is the patient, and one is the employees over there. Not putting them in any particular order. But I think when we come to the end of this discussion, hopefully it'll be for the best interest of everybody.
Ridgewood Administrator Liam Doherty said maintaining the status quo means losing all reserve dollars, and there are no other cuts to be found in the operation. State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee wants to double down on the state's hate crime laws after the FBI stopped what it says was that mass shooting plot at a Masonic temple, the arrest of that man denying the allegations. Carpenter sponsoring a bill to enhance the sentences for anyone who uses, quote, race, religion, color, disability, sexual orientation, national origin, or ancestry as a basis for a crime. The man allegedly working with undercover FBI agents to purchase a machine gun in Kenosha remains jailed in Kenosha. And Time Warner Cable, which is set to merge with rival Charter Communications in a $56 billion deal, continues adding customers and making more money than expected. Company posting 21% growth in fourth quarter earnings. Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson Incorporated reporting a 43% decline in net income for the recent fiscal quarter. The reason? Slow sales here in the U.S. The motorcycle maker earning $42.2 million or 22 cents per share the quarter ending December 31st. That compares to $74.5 million for the same period a year ago. Kenosha Bradford graduate and NFL running back Melvin Gordon has signed a deal with Kenosha-based Jockey International to be what's labeled a community ambassador. Gordon just completing his rookie year with the San Diego Chargers. He'll collaborate with the company on what are being called community initiatives in support of the Jockey Being Family Foundation, that corporate effort providing post-adoption resources and support to try to help adoptive families stay together. State Natural Resources Board electing new officers, one of them, Julie Anderson, Racine County's Director of Public Works and Development Services. She was appointed last year to a six-year term. She'll be serving as the board's secretary. Terry Hilgenberg of Shawnee is the chair. Greg Kazmierski of McQuantico is seated as vice chair. The Natural Resources Board, meanwhile, supporting the DNR, starting up work on some new rules to allow hunters in Wisconsin to leave tree stands and ground blinds on agency-managed lands overnight. The current prohibition's geared at keeping people from staking out territory. A new poll out today indicating most Americans who don't have health insurance, not aware the sign-up season under the Affordable Care Act, is coming to a close in three more days.
The newly released survey from the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation finds that only 15% of the uninsured know that this year's open enrollment deadline is this coming Sunday. More than 7 in 10 haven't tried to figure out if they qualify for the two main coverage expansions in the law, Medicaid and subsidized private insurance. Only 1 in 100 know the minimum penalty for being uninsured is going up to $695, and about two-thirds say they have not been contacted about signing up. The health care law has led to historic gains in coverage, but the poll signals those gains may be slowing. Michael Toscano, Washington.
It's a changing of the guard at Milwaukee-based WEC Energy Group Incorporated as of May 1st. Chief Executive Officer Gail Klappa is going to retire. He'll be succeeded by Alan Leverett, the company's president. WEC is now Wisconsin's largest gas and electric utility, still the parent company of We Energies, all the result of last year's $9.1 billion acquisition of Integrus Energy Group. Racine's Plan Commission unanimously supports a conditional use permit for the Benjamin Beer Company and a microbrewery at 507 6th Street downtown, the Common Council having approved an ordinance change to allow such businesses. Owner James Kennedy says it's going to be great.
A brewery becomes a destination that people who are not familiar with your city will want to come and view. And what typically happens is they'll come, they'll try the beer, they'll have the experience, and then they'll look around and they'll say, wow, there's a motorcycle shop there, there's a tie shop and a restaurant, and then there's a great club there, and there's a theater there. And the next thing you know, it has grown into its own little phenomenon that we're all going to be happy and proud of.
The target opening, according to Kennedy, is around Memorial Day. The WIAA Board of Control supporting a sports conference realignment plan for Southeast Wisconsin schools. The final vote is still a few months off. The plan, modified at the December board meeting, involves 45 schools, five current conferences in the Milwaukee metro area, plus the Badger Conference. It received first approval for a 2017-18 implementation. The schools have until March the 7th to appeal. Final action by the board scheduled April the 19th. A Racine man's wallet expanding a little bit after claiming the top prize in the recent Super Cash drawing. Michael Jacobs matching all six numbers to win the $350,000 in the January 9th drawing. He bought the winning ticket at J.C. Stores in Kenosha. Those extraordinary ice cave formations that drew more than 138,000 people to the Apostle Island National Lakeshore a couple of winters ago probably not going to happen this year, according to the National Park Service. Warmer weather creating unsafe ice conditions so far on the Wisconsin shore of Lake Superior. Amazon promoting its first ever Super Bowl commercial with a little teaser ad that's now online, featuring football legend Dan Marino, actor Alec Baldwin, and Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. They're all planning for a Super Bowl party.
All right, let's hear it.
Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders? Marino, again? I thought you were the expert at these parties.
Okay, what about a snack stadium?
Alexa, what's a snack stadium?
A stadium built entirely of snacks.
Ah, brilliant. Marino, new list. I'm gonna need an architect, a five-star chef.
Snacks? That's smart.
It's good.
The full ad is going to be airing February 7th when the Carolina Panthers take on the Denver Broncos. About 100 million people expected to watch the game and the commercials. Raising awareness about human trafficking and funding efforts against it, the impetus for tonight's Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking Back concert that features the indie rock band Well-Known Strangers at Memorial Hall beginning at 7 o'clock. The coalition's Kerry Hemmick says their efforts began initially just to line up services for women and children rescued from the streets.
We then realized that there was basically a great need for education and awareness. So since then, we've been working very hard to train both the service providers that help human trafficking victims in Racine, but also the general public.
She says the money raised from the event tonight, plus others in the future, will fund training and awareness initiatives. More information on the group's website, racinecoalition.org. Now, Sunday night, a couple of candlelight vigils will be held, reference this, along with the screening of a short documentary about human trafficking. And then take note, a week from tomorrow night, there's a wine and beer tasting fundraiser. Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company now considering a 30-acre mixed-use development on some land it owns in Oak Creek. It's a revision from the plan first discussed about 5 years ago on that 100-acre site, which is west of the interstate near West Drexel Avenue. Oak Creek Mayor Steve Scafidi says the specific proposal has not yet been filed by the company for Plan Commission or Common Council review. He believes, though, it will come this spring. The first entertainment headliner confirmed for this year's Wisconsin State Fair is teen pop star Shawn Mendes, who is scheduled August the 4th, opening day, on the main stage. The 17-year-old Mendes last year had a debut album, Handwritten, featuring the hit song Stitches. It topped the Billboard charts in its debut week. State Fair tickets for Shawn Mendes go on sale 8 o'clock in the morning, February 20th, at the ticket office or online at wistatefair.com. And he's never had a driver's license, and now a 25-year-old man from Fitchburg is facing his 29th traffic citation in Dane County. Sheriff's Department says he went through a red light, his last previous offense, July the 2nd in Dane County, where, by the way, he's been cited the most. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.